Well, hello, Josh.
Hey, Bill. Thanks. I'll keep it brief, and then we can get started right away. Hello, everyone, and thanks for calling in. My name is Josh Millar with the IBIS Network, and you can visit our website at www.theibisnetwork.com. Our realtor introduction service helps loan originators partner with productive realtors in their local market. You can find more information under the services tab on our website homepage. Now, we're offering a special promotion to everyone on the call today. We'll give you a free 30-day trial of our professional networking suite. There'll be no setup fees or other charges for the trial. The networking suite gives you your own mortgage blog website, which gets updated daily by our staff of professional writers. You get a full-color, three-page monthly e-newsletter branded for you and ready to send to your contact list. You get set up on the 8 major social networking sites, including profiles on the industry sites, ActiveRain and Trulia, and we do search engine optimization of your existing website. So if you decide you don't want to continue after the trial, keep the sites. If you do continue, the service is just $129 a month and can be canceled anytime. If you're interested, send an email after the call to jmillar@theibisnetwork.com, jmillar@theibisnetwork.com, or call me at 1-800-929-3156, extension 101. Also, feel free to call or email with any questions about the Realtor Introduction Service or the Networking Suite. I'll be happy to talk to you. Joining us today is the coach, Bill Sparkman. Bill has coached, trained, and motivated thousands of loan originators and real estate agents nationwide. He's been developing champions in the mortgage and real estate industries since 1987. His nuts and bolts, real-world approach to increasing performance will move you to the next level. Bill's sales and marketing ideas are up to date, they're fresh, and proven to be successful in creating results now. And today the coach is going to talk about effective networking, how to become more memorable, and generate more referrals. Good morning, coach.
Well, hello, Josh. I guess after hearing that, I'm wondering what you're doing in your spare time. It sounds like you're busy like everybody. That's a good thing. Well, first of all, thanks for joining the call today. Thanks for making a decision. Now let's just make that a good one for you. Thanks for the sponsorship again of the IBIS Network for the business building session today in our series. And today's topic, it's really one of my favorite residual income building marketing strategies. Well, that sounds almost official, but residual income, I think that's what we're all interested in. And then, again, building that marketing strategy around that concept of effective networking. So, it's interesting. For most people that I meet, networking is really more about net dating or net eating or net hanging out or net smoking. I mean, it's just they don't really get that it's got the word work in it. It is a deliberate marketing strategy, and that's where we're going to go with that today. I think a lot of loan officers especially are either more committed to the idea of networking than the actual art and skill of using networking to grow their business. So we're going to elevate that concept today because I really do believe that it is a skill. It's an art. It's something that we've learned how to do over time. So with that in mind, the objective is, this is as always going to be the shorthand version of a critical strategy. I don't want to make light of the shortness of this because it is, I think, critical in the longevity of your business. So I'll be offering up some tangible ideas again on really how to generate more qualified prospects by being a master networker. And really, generating qualified prospects is really only one of the six ways that I've found that you can make more money today in the loan business, but I think it's a critical one. The others aren't that easy. You know, you can make more money in this business today just by closing more loans. Well, easier said than done. You could make more money in the loan business by raising your fees. Don't think so, especially with what's going on with that little subject. You could actually, target larger loans to make more money. You could increase your conversion rate to make more money. You could have a higher quality lead from your networking. That can lead to increased income. as well as number six, positioning. That's becoming the expert, the go-to person in your community among consumers and realtors. So we're going to zone in on really that networking idea today because I think it is a critical issue. I'm going to give you some takeaway action steps that you can utilize immediately following the call today, if you choose. I mean, it's always one of those if you choose. I'll throw some things on the table for examination. And again, this is these are my views. As always, they are up for debate. So just know that these are, you know, this is like my way, not the way. Now, I can say that you can protect your investment this morning by getting at least one nugget that matches your style. That you can use, and that you will use, and I think that's the key. You know, it's just not getting a bunch of ideas, and oh, here's an idea, and I got this going. It's really finding a way to tap into that idea that you really feel that you can use, and then number two, that you will use, and I think that's what leads to any difference in the results that you're getting in your business today. You know, I found that action is the bridge between those new ideas and new results. So let's keep that in mind today. Look for that one nugget that you'll be able to get into your business as soon as you can. Well, I guess let's just start with why is networking so important anyway? I mean, it's like, so I don't have to network. I'll just go do this and that. I mean, why is it important? And I think I really can start by saying important. How about required? It's almost like the effectiveness that you can really glean from your networking. I think it really is a requirement today. It isn't one of those things that I think we can put off. It's become something that really can begin to drive our business. Why else is it important? It lowers your cost of marketing and advertising, period. Just doing that right off the bat. It can double your business without spending a lot of money. I was listening to the thing that Josh was talking about as far as that networking suite, and it's like almost, are you kidding me? I mean, again, it's finding a way to build your business around the tools that are available today and again, that are the ones that are cost-effective. I don't think that still you have to spend a fortune to make a fortune in the loan business. Let's see, why else is it important? Now, 66%, I'm told, of all buying decisions are based on still word of mouth, third-party influence, you know, those kind of leads that you can't buy, that comes from some of those services that Josh was even talking about. I think and from that effective networking. You can't buy those leads. Everybody's always asking me, I get emails all the time about what do you think the best leads are today? It's those leads that you generate by getting out, stepping up, and finding a way to really elevate your game, even around this one important concept of networking. I think it's important because by using networking, and the more people that you can touch, it's like having your own personal non-commissioned sales team. Think about that working for you. This is what I call your free staff. That's getting out. That's networking. That's getting yourself positioned in your community through all of the services that we're talking about today. And again, the more people you can get on your non-commissioned sales team, the better you are. You can't clone yourself. How many people do you have out there today, if you really thought about this? How many people do you think you have out on the street today, wherever they go, that are cheering you on, you know, what you might call your raving fans? And I think that's a whole huge topic in itself. But clearly, even through this, through your networking, we're also developing those raving fans, those cheerleaders that are out there, again, talking about the great experience that they had in working with you. Now, there's a key. That raving fan that talks to others that you've met through your networking and the people that you've closed loans with, you know, it's one thing to tell you did a good job, but it's another to tell everybody else. So that's where your cheerleaders come from. And by the way, this non-commissioned sales team that I call that, that you can really enroll this team through the effectiveness of your networking. That's meeting people. That really, it starts with that. It's like, once you do a great job closing a loan, it's easy to bring somebody onto your cheerleading squad. Do a great job, close on time, tell the truth, do all those things. That's nice. But it's kind of like we've got to back that up a little bit without talking about marketing and advertising. You see, the marketing and advertising conversation is a different session. And those are the two things that take money out of your checkbook every day. That's the things that cost more money, not like those that we're talking about today that you can follow through with. So I think you started with that. I think it's one of the reasons that you network. We're looking for that right team to start with. The people that have like-minded individuals, I think, is a way to look at that. Those people that have an appetite to grow their business and all that. So by putting this right team together, it's like being able to borrow their credibility. That's an interesting concept I've been looking at lately is borrowed credibility and trust. We're always trying to build that, but you can only build so much by networking and putting together this team of individuals we're talking about. It can accelerate that process because there's a huge benefit, as we've already said, to third-party influence. If those percentages are correct or close to it, if almost 70% of buying decisions are based on that third-party influence, that's something that's going to be difficult to ignore. So we're not going to beat that one up. I think that we don't have to go by that, oh, it's important to network. No, it's a requirement. Now I got to figure out how to do it in such a way that I can gain more from the experience. And I think that's what will keep you engaged. Does that make sense? I think those things that you begin to see a return on from your investment of time are those things that you begin to stay more engaged with every day. Like these calls, if you've called in before and you got a nugget out of these calls that you see that can grow your business, I think that's why you entertain the idea of staying engaged with this kind of coaching and training. So let's go right to the 10 qualities of really master networkers. I'm going to leave that alone for a minute. The 10 qualities, the people that I see that are really gaining, the people that I'm coaching that tell me that they get so much of their business from networking, and I say, well, what do you do? I mean, how do you network? It's really the qualities of those that are doing it now, and those that are not thinking about it still or have it on their to-do list. These are people that I've noticed that the results that I get from networking myself and how I do it. So we'll look at these 10 qualities to see if there's maybe one of these or an idea within one, again, that you can use to elevate your results. That's the key, the results that you can get from your networking. So let's start with number one. I call number one the high purpose again. Great networkers understand the true meaning of networking. Now let's look at that. I just recently spoke for a large networking group. I'm sure you have one in your city. They're a national networking outfit, and they wanted me to come in and talk about some ideas on networking. And I mean, this was, again, a nationwide group that has little chapters all over the country. And I started with this concept of really understanding the purpose, having a high purpose for networking, because I noticed in the group, it almost looked like there was a different purpose for networking than the one I had in mind. Because for me, the meaning of it is, number one, making connections, number two, building relationships, and number three, increasing business. That's the only reason I would ever network. It's to make more connections, build better relationships, and increase my business. Any questions? I'm not there to make friends. I don't need to have more business cards in my pocket. I mean, it seems like that this group that I was at, they were more interested in exchanging business cards. Does that make sense? I don't need more business cards. I need great relationships. I need better connections, and I need to increase my business. So I think going in to a networking meeting or in a group that you may belong to, I think that's what you lead with. I'm here for one reason. I'm here to get some business. And again, it's more, well, it's about referrals, and you give me a referral, and I'll give you a referral. No, I'm here to get some business anyway. So whether it's a networking meeting or a group, I still say the very first purpose of that engagement is for you to make a sale. That's first. That's why I'm there. I'm going to go there and make sales. So I do believe that that's got to be the foundation of networking, whether you belong to a group right now or you're looking to join a group. I say if that's true, go in with that as your that's what leads the way. I'm here to grow my business. So I think high purpose and high energy are like a magnet. So with this high purpose, you use some high energy as well, and it falls under the heading again of that passion sells. So let's just start with number one quality. They got a high purpose. They know why they're there, and they keep that in the forefront. Number two, another quality, this is interesting. Let's see how to say it. They're likable and outgoing. There's a quality of a master networker. Now, remember, we're talking about active networking right now. Josh has got some great passive networking ideas, but right now we're talking strictly, in this moment at least, about that in-person, proactive type of networking. So these are likable and outgoing people. They're not shy. I had someone that said, well, I'm a little introverted. You know, I know I should network, but I tend to just go and talk to one person. Then you got to go find something else to do, because you can't go into a networking meeting or a networking group or a networking whatever and be shy and introverted. That just doesn't work. You know, remember, you're there to make connections. You're there to build relationships and increase business. And I just don't think you can do that staying on the sidelines, all right? So I told this person, I said, here's what you have to do. How long are those meetings? Well, they're about 45 minutes or whatever it might be. I said, well, then for 45 minutes, you have to pretend that you're this outgoing, extroverted person. Okay, just pretend, okay? Then as soon as the meeting's over, you can go back to being shy and introverted, okay? I said, can you try that? Okay, just pretend anyway. So I think it's, I call it, you make a friend first. There's a balance between being casual and being professional. And I think that's a balance that we try to reach in making those connections, making relationships. Now, sooner or later, that's all casual, that's nice, that's dead on. But sooner or later, the professionalism comes in, and that shows up in other ways in that moment. I really do think that people do recommend, recommend they want to be around people that they like and they trust. So I think that in this quality, the very first sale that you have to make, well, maybe it's the second sale. The first sale that you have to make is selling yourself on why you're there before you get out of your car. So once that's clear, I guess the second sale, I'll change that, is selling you. And I think you're continually selling you. That's all, you know, really, if people don't buy you, it's going to be difficult to have them want to buy your product, whatever that is. I don't care what business you're in. I still say make a friend, make a sale. You've got to find a way. I didn't say you had to fall in love. You didn't have to go bowling. I just said make a friend, make a sale. People recommend people that they like and they trust. So when you're networking, your first sale is sell yourself. And you do that in many ways. I go back to the one I had this. I brought this up at this networking meeting because it's something that I've done for years. And here's a nugget right here you can take away from this call today. Every time that I or those that I coach go out to eat, I suggest that you leave your business card with the tip, and on the back of your business card, just write, "Thanks for the great service. I'm looking forward to returning it to you someday." That's it. I mean, it's like one of those things where it's free. Now, by the way, if the service stunk, maybe there's a different message. But the key is that networking? I just networked with that person. I said, hey, here's my – it's just a little different way around it. So likable, outgoing, all of those things, sell yourself. And again, maybe just get a little bit outside of some of the things that you've already tried. The third quality of great networkers, I say, is that they give leads first. I don't know how to say that. There's a principle, a life principle of giving, and I'm not exactly sure how it works, but it doesn't really matter. I just know that the more I give, the more I get. The more I volunteer, the more I do free talks, the more things that I do in giving, it just, I don't know how it works. There's so many people that I noticed at that networking group that it seemed like they were there to get. Do you have a referral? Do you know anybody that needs their house payment? Do you know anybody that needs to buy a home? It was like, it seemed like everybody was just there to get something. I brought up this exact point to the group. I said, you got to come in here with something to give because I believe that you give first. And I think there's too many people that were under the expectation that they were going to get something for joining this networking outfit. So again, there's a principle there of giving. Give leads first, and there's many ways to do that in marketing, but the key is keeping that as a top quality. Find a way to give the lead before you get one. Number four, they're more interested than interesting. This is critical, and you can use this in either networking, meeting people in your marketing. I think you've got to be more interested in people than interesting, because if all you want to do is be interesting wherever you go, what that's going to cause is all you're going to do is talk. You're going to tell people how great you are, okay? I want you to be more interested. I think that starts with, I found that people really like to talk about themselves. I mean, first of all, it's pretty easy to get somebody to talk about themselves. How do you do that? You ask them a question just listen. So I think you have to be interested. Ask questions that engage people in your networking. Engage people versus talking about you. Let me tell you what I do. Now, let me ask you, what do you do? And I think it starts with that. My three favorite words to keep people engaged are tell me more. Now, that tell me more you can use in a lot of different ways, in your one-on-one interviews and trying to develop and trying to uncover the urgency in a borrower. It's the tell me more. After that, it usually becomes more interesting. So somebody, be interested. Somebody ask a great question, and they give you an answer. Well, tell me more. How's that work? Those are my favorite words. Following that up, or how and why. So tell me more. But, well, so now elaborate. How does that work? Or why did you get into that? So I think it's just be interested. And you can be interesting after they ask you, and by the way, what do you do? And I think then you got the ball. What's other questions? What most do you like about what you do? That gets people talking. What do you like most about what you do? Remember, making connections, building relationship, and increasing sales. So what do you like most about that? How'd you get started? I think you have to be interested. I don't think it's a hard one to, you can't fake being interested. Does that make sense? Because you'll know that you are if as long as somebody's talking, you're already thinking about what you're going to say next to let them know how great you are. So just be interested with people. Ask great questions. Put the spotlight on them. You got two ears and one mouth. Use them in proportion and let people get on. See, I think that there's something honoring about that, and we'll get to the business part. Does that make sense? It leads up to it. It's like being, likable and outgoing, give the lead first, have a great purpose, be interested more than interesting. We'll get down to the part about it. And by the way, let me tell you what I do and why I love so much about what I do every day. So we'll get to that part. Great networkers, I think, number five, they find ways, and I've given you one way already. I'm going to say this a little differently. They find ways every day through their networking to use handwritten notes to people. I used to say, thank you notes, but sometimes these follow-up notes have nothing to do with thanking yet. Maybe there's nothing to thank you for, but I still think if you want to become more memorable in your networking, Well, we've already said a few things. Have purpose, be outgoing, give leads first, be casual, be professional. That's all good. Be interested. And then use that form of appreciation that I say today gets left out so often. And I think it's one of the things that will make you more memorable to people than anything else that you can do. It's that little handwritten, the little tiny card that you buy, you hand address, you lick a stamp on it and get that stamp breath and all that, but it has a huge message to people. You just made a statement. So networking's nice, but now what do you do with all those people? Are you trying to figure out how they're going to give you business? I think it starts with that handwritten note, and I think it's key. Now, if there was business attached to that meeting and networking, meaning if there was a referral, well, that note's sort of obvious. Thanks for the referral. I'm looking forward to referring business back to you as well. I mean, that goes without saying. Maybe it's thanks for the future referrals. You know those people that tell you all the time in networking, hey, give me your card. You know what? Next time I meet somebody that really wants to buy a home or refinance, I'm gonna give them your card. Well, okay. They still get a note. I really appreciate those future referrals, and I'll look forward to doing business with you in the same way in the future. So it doesn't just have to be it's not a thank you note. It's a networking note or whatever it is. It's a memory point. And I think every day, if you can find a way to create a memory point in your meeting people, in your lead generation, in your networking, I think we're getting close to something. It may be just thanks for the opportunity. Raise that to the level that you know matches your style, but I can't say that I would ever leave that out. That's why I've got it as a number 5 quality. That's a pretty big one. Number 6, and now here, you know, this is critical for me right now. We've talked about up until now the purpose of proactive point of sale. That's another way of saying point of sale networking. That means you're standing in front of somebody, you're having a cup of coffee or an iced tea with somebody at a networking group, and all of these first 5 qualities fit into that type of networking. But now number 6, you know, I've got Josh here, who's like the master, you know, at networking. But it's balancing that high touch that we've talked about: go join a group, go network, talk to people, be interested, all that, and high tech. And I can say without reservation that we have to find a way. See, it's back to a requirement. I don't like high tech. Network, all this we're talking, it doesn't matter what you like. I get back to people I coach, like, I don't care what you like. You like to be shy? Well, you don't get to be. Or you got to go work at a library, okay? See, there's some things that we just got to do. So I think that there's a balance there. I wouldn't say stop all of your proactive networking. No, it's a great balance. Remember the purpose? Get more business. I like to have some of the passive networking strategies and the innovative networking strategies that Josh is the master at that I can utilize 24/7 while I'm out making those contacts through proactive, high-impact networking. I didn't say that very well, but I think you get the point. It's finding a way to utilize both strategies. And by the way, They're clearly different. Business blogs and newsletters and social networking and website optimization. That's another way that I can elevate the results from my networking. But again, there's a great balance there. So high impact networking. If you were to separate the high touch, high tech, that's just kind of jargon. But I can think of it as more passive, ongoing, 24/7 networking versus my proactive strategies, which are groups, meetings, non-commissioned sales team, building my anyway, that becomes the proactive, and then the passive opens up the possibility, especially, I say Josh is the master. I can't pronounce half those things that Josh does through the network at IBIS, but I know that those are the things that we all need today. So I think we got to find a way to really balance the two. Social media, I understand the importance. I just need a coach that could show me how to do it. Number seven, let's go for a moment. We're going to go back to the high impact type of proactive networking, which would be, again, you're at a group or you're joining a group. Let's put it that way, because I think, again, we're not going to alleviate this. They have a powerful 20-second personal commercial. Now, that's not a new concept. I hope you have people all day long that, again, ask you to tell them more about what you do so that you have that 20-second opportunity to make a personal commercial for yourself. It's just, is yours powerful? Does your personal commercial, and whatever you call that, you know, it's your, what are the other people call it, your elevator speech or whatever it is, but it's that, you know, you got 15 to 20 seconds always when meeting somebody, whether you're standing up in a networking group with that 20 or 30 seconds that they allow you to stand up, tell the group what you do. I mean, this is that. I mean, in the group that I was speaking to, I listened to all those as well, obviously. It was amazing to me. You got this 30-second opportunity, and it really, in most cases, it still failed for most of the people that took advantage of that. So here are a couple of clues that you can use as you put yours together. Number one, you've got to be very specific about what you do. Don't tell me that, oh, you make people's dreams come true by financing the home of their dreams. No, what do you do? And you've got to be very specific about what you do. I don't want people to go, so what does he do more? Well, I was thinking of refinancing, but he sounds like he does it. Just be specific about what you do. Number two, tell him why you're the best at what you do. Why wouldn't you do that? You got a 20-second commercial. If I said, all right, stand up, you got 40 people here, and I want you to go get them. All right, give them 20 seconds on number one, what you do, and number two, why are you the best at what you do? There's a few people in the loan business still, by the way, okay? And by the way, those of you on the call today, the creams rise to the top. See, those that are left today are the good ones. So I think you've got to tell people, why are you the best at what you do? And third, give them a clear call to action. If you just did those three things in your 20 or 30-second announcement, personal commercial, elevator speech, or whatever it might be, you got the spotlight. Let them know what you do, why you're the best, and most importantly is the call to action. Less than 10% of the people in this group that gave their commercial actually asked for anything at the end of it. It was more, here's the spotlight, and I'm the best, and I do this, and I'm really good, and I've got customers everywhere, and we do it. But there wasn't a... And by the way, here's what you can do after the meeting. There wasn't a call to action, and I think that's critical. Here's an example for you. The call to action could be, now, by the way, it's something that's got to be curious for people. Remember, what you do, probably not too curious. Why you're the best, that could be a little curious. Call to action. This is where curiosity really comes to the top. So somebody today told me that 60% of all credit reports have mistakes on them, and maybe it's 70, 80, 40, 50, but it's a big number, okay? It's an incredibly large number. So I told them at your meeting, that's not a bad thing to bring up. That creates a little curiosity. Wow, 60% of all credit reports have mistakes? Stolen identity, this and that, and I mean, it's like all kinds of stuff. But now, the call to action. So what I'm offering today, if we can get together before I leave, is a free copy of your credit report with a complete credit analysis. I created a little form for him, and it was the credit analysis. It's just a form that says, here's your credit score, and here's why you are absolutely terrible. But anyway, it's got an analysis, and it's just an in-file. I mean, come on. But the key was he had something that somebody could actually do to promote the possibility of transcending relationship connection to a sale. Does that did I say that right? So there was something in the call of action that wasn't just, again, about me and this is why I'm good. Now, here's what I'd like you to do before I leave. Here's a statistic, and here's what I'm offering. So I still think that, that curiosity is the genius of marketing, and so is free. Free is the genius. So, and I think that your personal introduction has to be a little curious as well. So if you're thinking, how do I pack that all into 20 or 30 seconds? Good. There's some homework. I'd work on that before I did anything else. Everywhere you go, you've got an opportunity with every person you meet, whether it's networking or not, is to give that 20, 30 seconds to somebody about what is going to be most important and why they might want to choose you. Remember, in networking, you're not the only loan officer that they've met or that they've heard of. Let's put it that way. There has to be a reason why they would want to work with you, and I think that's where it comes to. Clear, and it's kind of like sort of leaving them wanting more. Do you know what I mean? You got to sit down and have people go, God, that was in, I wonder what is that? There it is. See, just that curiosity factor when you sit down. So, again, proactive networking is this, is part of it. With the passive, innovative networking strategies, as the business blogs and the social networking and all the different networking social sites and your newsletter, we can create that in different ways. I'm saying that. I'm sure I can't, but I know Josh does. But the concept is the same. It's got to have a little something in there that tells a little story. So for me, what's the story about you? Give me the story in 30 seconds, all right? And make me want to go, I want more. See, leave me wanting more of something, information, or the next step, which, again, always in the forefront, is a sale opportunity. Number eight, quality, specific about the kind of referrals they want. It almost goes back to, I think it's not only specific about the kind of business that you do and you like to do, but it's being very, very clear about being willing to ask for it in your network. I didn't say that good either. There was a lot of, I think too many people think they deserve referrals through their networking. Hey, come on, we're in the same group. What the heck? How about your database? How many of you have lost? Somebody the other day told me, I lost that loan. You did? Where'd you lose it? Let's go find it. You know, you didn't lose it. You didn't have it in the first place. Anyway, but it's the key of, he was saying he lost this loan. He'd closed a loan with somebody. They went and either refied or bought a home from somebody else, and he was appalled. How come they didn't call him back? How come they went to somebody else for that, you know, opportunity? And I said, well, you see, here's the problem. You think just because you did a loan for somebody that you deserve all their, you know, their future business? You think because you belong to this networking group that you deserve their business? See, again, we've got to go proactive on this, be specific, number one, about the kind of business I want. Number two, I got to step up and ask for it. I really think that people want to refer to other people, whatever it might. Think about a great restaurant you went to. I mean, you can't wait to tell people, you know, are you looking for Italian? Oh, you got to go to this. I just found this great restaurant. See, people want to refer something that they really believe in to other people. They want to, but I think we've got to really prime that pump. So we've got to elevate deserving to asking. So I think part of it is back to that. It's almost like that call to action again. Just because this is what I do and this is why I'm the best. See, you can't stop with that. See, you can't stop and say, now I deserve all your referrals because this is what I do and I'm the best that there is. See, that's why it's got to still have that third little piece called the action. So asking's a big part of it and being clear about what it is that you're looking for. I want you to be they call top of mind, you know, I guess that's tip of the tongue, whatever it is. I think that you've got to earn that along the way. In Chicago, we always had everybody's got somebody they call their guy. You know, you're looking for your car to be fixed, you got to call my guy. Or you looking for a great whatever. Everybody's got like a call my guy. You know, that's that tip of the tongue. See, I want you to be like you're looking to buy. You got to call my guy. I mean, call my guy. Let me get his card. I mean, it's just that they know that there's something that's going to benefit the person that they're that they're referring. Number nine, you got to belong to more than one group. That's just me. I think it's the right group or groups is the key. RIGHT. If you haven't got a qualified lead from the networking group that you currently belong to, join another group. Now, the other day, somebody said, well, you just got to hang in there. I said, well, how long do you have to hang in there before you get a qualified lead? Well, you know, it might be a year. A year? No, I don't have a year. See, for me, it's how much business can you receive versus how many cards can you pass out? See, it's quality, not quantity. I think the key is you evaluate like any other part of your business. You just evaluate your time spent for what you get in return. That's a great business person, okay? So I think as you're doing that, if you're not getting anything out of this group, join another group. I mean, well, where do you find them? Anywhere. Look in the paper. Call the chamber. Join another group as quickly as you can. There's groups that meet every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I always thought, you know what? I'll find my right group. I think it's got to have the right fit. Does that make sense? And if you can't find a group with the right fit, whatever that is, your style, your personality, a group that has a high appetite for growing their business, then start your own group. Does that make sense? We talked about that. Start your own group then. And that's pretty simple. Go find key players that you know can add value to your customers. Insurance agents, financial planners, accountants, and whatever, appraisers, and all the rest, real estate agents, start your own group. I always say, if you haven't found the right group yet, start your own. That just means that you've got to go create your own networking group. And if you find the right people, you don't need 40. I go after those that can add value to my customers, a realtor, a financial planner, an insurance agent, a home inspector, the accountant, the people that can add value. And by the way, we're all in the pretty much in the same business, wouldn't you agree? So I like that almost as good as just joining some group in the blind. If you spent the next 30 days and said by July 1st, I'm going to create my own networking group. This will handle my balance on my proactive side. I'm going to create my own group. That means I'm going to talk to a realtor. Right now you probably already have people that if you said, hey, I'm going to start a mastermind group, networking group, you want to join? We're going to meet once a week, once a month, whatever it is. But start your own group with high purpose and remember that maybe you're the one that actually can speak to that mission when you come together. Not a bad idea, because I know that by July 1st you'd have a group together. Again, we're not... Yeah, you know, this is pretty simple to make happen. You just have to again see that you can do it, and that you want to do it, and that you will do it. So don't make that one or more groups. I'm okay. I think you should belong to at least a couple. And if you can't get a real good return on your investment, start your own, and just be willing to leave. I guess more than anything else. I guess number 10. This is, it really could be, and I'm just saying could be, the number one networking strategy that I've been part of, that I teach, that I train, and that I do, is turning your networking into net speaking. See, here's where your proactive networking absolutely goes through the roof. This is putting your networking on steroids. You want to go effective networking? Why don't you get in front of the group that you belong to rather than sitting in the back of the group listening, okay? First of all, there's so much that shifts for you once you become the speaker. Now, every one of you on the call today, if I said, all right, hey, tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, you got to do a 15-minute little talk on what's happening in the mortgage world today. I mean, come on, you have the most interesting and confusing topic in the world. I mean, come on, mortgages, credit. I mean, I know you could do it. And people all the time said, yeah, I could do it. Well, then good, then let's go do it. Get yourself, see, there is an implied expertise the moment you step in front of any group, realtors, consumers, networking group. Wherever you go, when you are at the front of the room, I call it front of room expertise, you now become the expert. Why? Because you're the one up there speaking. Anyway, so I just did a talk, How to Make a Fortune in the Loan Business by Speaking. And somebody was saying, well, how am I going to get anybody to pay me to speak? No, you missed the point. That's not how you make money in the mortgage business by speaking. You make the money by the business that you gain through speaking. There's another weird way I said that, but it's not. You don't get paid to speak. It's the opportunities that come from you speaking versus telling people, oh, I'd like to get paid to speak. Now, every single day, you ought to be looking for somebody to go talk to. Again, you should have what you call your little, you know, your little specialty 15-minute talk. Mine was called The Dream is Alive, or it's with today with the credit and the mortgage and everything else. I mean, just that canned little talk that you've got that you could do on the spot, anywhere, anytime. And that, you know, it takes a little practice, but you want to make a fortune in this business, get in front of people. Take your networking and move it right into net speaking, and part of it is that. Now, I can speak to this, obviously, from a little experience. I've written 4 books, and I know that the purpose, by the way, I'm going to let you in on a little inside secret. The purpose of writing the book was to gain for myself more speaking engagements. Does that make sense? It wasn't, my publisher makes all the money on the book. I make 15 cents on a $15. I mean, I make it, so it's not the money that comes from selling books or the money that comes from speaking. It's the opportunities. It's the more business. It's the expertise. And that's where the dollar comes from. So does that make sense? So I think that's where you gain the higher quality leads from networking. Remember, that was number 5 on 6 ways to make more money in this business. And that comes from finding ways to get yourself in front of the group. And find a way to do that. Now, for those that want to really kick that notion up, if you're ready, I mean, you've got 2 huge opportunities today. Number one, these innovative networking strategies that Josh talked about, that's a no-brainer. You got to check that out. That's a no-brainer. Now, let's take a look at that and balance it with, let's get you in front of groups. I mean, you got to look at this one. And I know that for some of you, I don't know about speaking in front of a group. Oh, come on. Get over it. You said you wanted to be in this business for a long time and make a lot of money, so I think you got to figure a way to do that. So if you want to kick that up, I have a new coaching program that at the end of the 30-day coaching program, you will be a published author with your own book. You will have 3 books with your picture on the front, and you will be the author. And these 3 books will get you in front of more audiences. And by the way, it took me 3 years to write my second book. This one, 30 days, you've got a book that you've just published. One of them is the complete guide to buying a home in Portland or whatever city you're in with your big picture, the trusted expert for mortgage advice. Just think about once you become the author of a book like that, are you kidding me? And it's already done for you. Anyway, I'm not going to beat that up, but if you're ready, there's only going to be 1 loan officer per city or area, so it won't be like 10 of you are walking around with the same book. In every area, I'm going to license 1 person will be the author of that book and the other 2 books to go along with it. One is aimed for realtors, one's aimed for consumers, but all of a sudden, you got celebrity status. I mean, you talk about instant credibility, instant celebrity status, that's one way to do it. So if you're interested in that one, it's pretty simple. Just go to my website, contact me, and say, hey, I'm interested in being an author, and even because I hate to write. See, you don't have to write anything. Isn't that the beauty? I always like to have your own book, and you don't have to write. Anyway, if you're interested, take a look at that. And there's also coaching that goes along with that, a whole speaking part of it, and you get your 3 books. So, let's summarize here. Number one, if you got a nugget, act on it. Don't think about it. Here's the thing. And remember, it doesn't have to be huge. Maybe you want to just go in and tune up your little 20, 30-second commercial. If that's all you got, fair enough. That answers the question about why would I want to deal with you? Why would I give you a loan? I just talked to 6 banks, 2 credit unions, and 14 other loan officers. Give me your 20 seconds. So maybe that is worth the call today. If you can just do that, act on that. You see, networking for me is a state of mind. It's not one of those should I contemplate. It's just what you do. I think those that have left the business in the last 24 months. A lot of people will say they left this business due to a lack of qualified prospects. And to an extent, I agree that that was a poor lead generation strategies. But a lot of it, it comes from a lack of marketing and networking. And that's where those qualified prospects come to and come from. So, yeah, networking, it isn't one of those things you contemplate. It's just what you do. See if you can upgrade it for yourself. And if you can, I think you will see that you can reap the benefits of that as well. So take a look. Go to my website if you're interested in becoming an author. Definitely, thanks to Josh Millar today in the networking suite. I got to tell you, this is a no-brainer. I'm talking about all the things I don't like to do, business, blog, newsletters, social networking. I can call my go-to guy. You got to take a look at that. That's a big one. And with that, I wish all of you a day of high purpose and a day of high prosperity. Josh, back to you, my friend.
Bill, thanks a ton. That was fantastic information. Bill's website URL is BillSparkmanTheCoach.com. I'm at theibisnetwork.com. If you want to take advantage of our free 30-day trial for the networking suite, again, no funny stuff, no setup fees, nothing, and you get to keep all the sites if you don't continue on with us after that, send me an email, jmillar@theibisnetwork.com, or call me 1-800-929-3156, extension 101. Thanks again.